Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Want answers? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levias, hosted by the very, very sad in this week, Lacey Facey, and the Chandler of the group, Dakota.
Hmm. Yeah.
So before we jump into, like, too much of this, I want to get the funniness out of the way. Start the seriousness of the show. So tonight's ads are Kevin Bacon has his own vegetarian line of bacon coming out. So be on the lookout for Kevin Bacon in stores. And then roses are red, zombies are dead, and witches are scary. So come on down to Spooky Town and watch the Wolfman turn hairy. If you use promo code ROASTINGTHEWORLD, you get nothing half off and anything anywhere. So those are our ads for this week. All right, let's get seriousness on this.
Well, yeah. So this week, sadly, like we were mentioning in the beginning, we've had a lot of sad stuff. Like your news stories are sad that we've got, and we're big fans of, and we lost Matt Perry, who played Chandler this week, and we just, you know, it's been kind of a sad week. But anyway, I'm gonna let you go ahead first with some of the stuff you've got, and then I'll jump in too.
Okay.
So,
well, before I get into Matthew Perry, I got a few random news stories.
Yeah, let's do
those. These are literally, one of them just happened, literally within hours ago, it just came out, and then the other ones within the last few days. First is a Memphis restaurant owner killed in White Haven shooting. His friends and family saddened. Friends say Afonso was a great guy. I guess there's a shooting in Memphis on Elvis Presley Boulevard, and
yeah.
I believe two were killed and one injured, or I believe. I could be wrong.
Mm.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of stuff going on lately. Like, they're also shooting in Maine.
Yeah.
Maine, I think, last week. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, and then also we have where it hit the news yesterday about Matthew Perry. He had come out that he had a heart attack while he was in his jacuzzi tub. He ended up falling in farther and drowning. So that was god awful. I hate that. It's really weird because, you know, they just had their anniversary, and then he just wrote a book.
Right.
His book was Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, where he talks about his addiction and overcoming that and helping others with their struggles
What's the final, cause of death? I know drowning, right?
Drowning.
What's the final cause of death, though? Like, he just
heart
passed
attack.
Out?
He had a heart attack, they said.
And from what I read, there was no drugs in his system.
Mm-mm. No, they did a screening for that. They said he had a heart attack, and it could have been from his past drug use.
Drug
you know,
use
who knows?
Or...
But, yeah.
I mean, no offense, is he healthy now?
It really did a toll on his body.
Because wasn't he in a coma or something a year or so back or a while back?
I'm not for sure. I can't remember. I don't think he was in a coma. I'm not sure.
I think he might have been hospitalized at least.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look that up. I don't want to give face cost.
Overall health, you know, so... Yeah, so, but anyway, you know, I'm glad they had their friends reunion. It seemed like it played out just, you know, I am somebody of big, God has his plans, and he made sure he had that where he got to reunite with a lot of people, even, you know, everybody in the world.
Okay, this was back in 2019 that he was in a coma. I just looked it up right now. And he was in a coma because his colon burst because of a from drug use. Says he was in a coma for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was back in 2019. So
how long has he been clean then? This recent, or is this like he's been clean for years?
As far as we know, when he did the reunion part, he's been clean since he's come out of the coma, but he struggled with it on and off, so there's no telling. You know, that was something he talked about in his book, you know. I know that he was clean at the end, because, and they even made it, you know, public that he didn't have drugs in his system when this happened, so it wasn't drug-related. Anyway,
I know this is kind of off topic, but it does have to do with the drug thing, and I think it's kind of crazy in a way because they both were in a movie together, because the same thing was said about both people, is that Matthew Perry and Chris Farley both were kind of the same, that they would come so fucked up on whatever drug they were on, but when the cameras hit, like, they hit their line.
Mm-hmm.
And like even is it Matt LeBlanc, is that how you say his name, like Joey, even I saw an interview that he did recently where he was talking about that, like, Matthew would be so screwed up showing up and everything like that, but when the cameras were on, like, he hit his lines every time, like, couldn't tell that Chandler was fucked up in real, you get what I'm saying, like, I know it's TV, but you couldn't tell the guy playing him was going through shit in real life.
Well, that goes with one of my favorite quotes that he said, talking about his addiction and overcoming and having to battle it every day. And the quote that he said was, there's nothing better than a world where everybody's just trying to make. And that's how he made it through a lot of things, he said, was by trying to take care of somebody else. And so in his book, I think he talked about when he was messed up a lot, and the show kind of saved him, you know, because he was surrounded by people who loved and cared about him, and he was able to use coping skills of it was about everybody else making them laugh at that point in time. So it was moments where he had some clarity, you know, even though he was messed up a lot.
Right.
It was a safe place for him, which is why I thought it was really cool. Hold on, I wanted to mention this real quick. Hold on just a second. Let's see. Scan over to my screen. He actually created the Perry House in Malibu. It's a sober living facility for men. It was kind of like one of his personal messages to the world, where, you know, it was something important to say to people like me and to people who love people like me. He said when he died, he knew people would talk about friends, and he was glad of that, happy that he'd done a lot of solid work there, but that he hoped that people also remembered him for trying to help other people. Which is cool, because he talked about a lot about his struggles with addiction. And one of his actual quotes that was my favorite was, where is it at? Let's see. A lot of people think that addiction is a choice. A lot of people think that it's a matter of will. That has not been my experience. I don't find it to have anything to do with strength. And as a person who works, there is a correlation between drug use and mental health. And a lot of times people self-medicate with drug use. One, it's sad, but true. When I was a crisis responder, I've seen older people, like in their 90s or whatever, that would be in the ER and they would have a mental break, but it was because they were doing cocaine or meth, you know. And I'm like, how are these people sustaining doing that at their age? You know, why would they do that? And it was because they honestly, it was cheaper for them, because they could just get a hit off a friend, or they would share, or, you know, they didn't have to pay for medication or for treatment to go to get treatment, you know, because they didn't have insurance, or, you know, just drug use is an outlet that helps them cope with things that they can't cope with. And I'm not saying that's all of drug addicts, but it's a big correlation that it lines up with that. So it's not a lot about, like, willpower or, you know, things like that. It's a coping mechanism. It's not the best choice that they could ever make, by no means, because it causes other issues. But, you know, it was just their outlet at that time to help them live, you know. Alcoholism, drug use, it all falls into that. So, but anyway, that was a little serious. Why don't you, one of my other quotes I'm going to share some on our, one of his, another favorite quote of his that I love was, if you spend too much time looking in the rearview mirror, you will crash your car. That was one of the quotes that that actually helped me a lot. I had it posted on my door in my bedroom. Before I would leave my bedroom, I would see it every day. So because I was overcoming some trauma, mental trauma that I had from my past, you know, it was something where I didn't want to revert back, and I was doing really well. But you had those moments where you reverted back and it was hard to move on and do things or have self-esteem or things like that. And that was one of the quotes that, you know, coming from somebody that was supposed to be in the public eye, that was very famous and very popular, and he had struggles that he dealt with every day, and he was human too. You know, everybody was human. It was something that was great. It was relatable for me, you know.
See, my favorite quote would be, never let go of an opportunity to make a joke.
Yeah. Well, you know, comedian to comedian, you know. And it's so funny because I know he was talking during one interview about how when he was younger, he never thought of himself about being a comedian, but he would, like, fall and trip over things to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And so it actually came in handy when he was on Friends and stuff because he could fall or do whatever and not get hurt. He knew how to do it already. It was like a hidden talent. But anyway.
It's just crazy because, like, you don't really hear anything too bad from the cast of Friends. Like, you heard he had a drug issue. But you never heard, like, he was arrested butt naked tasing people at a subway or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never heard anything crazy that happened.
Right, and it's like they all had their struggles, but
now,
they were there.
Let me ask this though: do you think though, if it showed up more and he did do something crazy, that it would have helped him in the long run, where he wasn't taking, I think it was 50 Vicodins a day at some point and stuff like that?
Probably not.
Never really had to. He never hit rock bottom with it really till, I guess, you know.
I don't think so because I think public would have probably made it worse if it was more public. Like if he got caught or something like that, it would have been more intense because, like you said, he had the strength of people wanting to help him out because people got to know him as a person. They didn't get to know him as an addiction, and that's a big, big thing. And it might be the times because there's, you know, the show is older now, and it was before a lot of things were all in social medias and stuff like that. But right. I mean, for example, look at Britney Spears, for example. She's went through a lot of mental throughout the whole, her, everything has been publicized for her. Has it really helped her? I wouldn't say that it has, you know. Nobody gave her privacy. And people still judge her now just by what things that she went through and things like that instead of knowing her as a person. And, you know, vice versa for him, you know, he was able to go on and do great things even though he struggled every day. It was like a true testament of saying that an addiction like that is not something that you get over. It doesn't mean that you're just the addict because you're not. It shows that you're a person. You have feelings too. And, you struggle, but that doesn't mean you stop living life. You know, it doesn't mean that you're any less of a person than somebody else, you know, and he was able to do that and help try to give other people a quality of life. So maybe, I don't really think it, him more public or him being busted or something like that would have really helped him.
Right. All right. Well, I have a little game I think we should play.
Yeah.
You claim to be the ultimate friends person,
I am.
Right? Well,
yeah.
I made the mistake of sending you the questions ahead of time by accident because I didn't realize that. I was like, oh, shit, you know, you can see that.
I really haven't had time to look at them.
I went on ahead and wrote two bonus questions in.
Okay.
So we'll get to them after because you already know the first six. So we'll start with them and then we'll jump into the two bonus questions I got. All right. First question. What was Ross's monkey's name?
Marcel.
All right.
Ron's in the background. Go sit down. Anyway, Marcel.
All right. Number two. What's Chandler's middle name?
Muriel. Chandler Muriel Bing. Anyway.
On what should have been a important day for did Rachel join the group?
It's actually an amazing thing. Rachel joined the group on the day that she ran out of her and Barry's wedding, and it was also the day that Carol moved all of her things out of Ross's house so his divorce was finalized. So
I was taking the wedding. I forgot about the divorce thing. So there you go. That's a little bonus trivia for you guys right there. All right. Number four. What is the name of Joey's stuffed penguin?
Hugsy.
And who does he give it to by accident and then has to steal it back from?
Emma. So funny because like Emma ends up having it or whatever, and Rachel's like, "Oh my goodness, the button is missing." He goes, "It's been missing a long time." Anyway, go on.
How many times has Ross been married?
How many times Ross was divorced? He was a divorced guy. He divorced Carol, Emily, and Rachel in Vegas.
All right. So that was three times he's been married? There you go.
Yep. Three times divorced guy.
What is Phoebe's twin sister's name?
Ursula.
There you guys go. Can you name the show that Ursula is on?
Oh, goodness. Hold on. The one that we've talked about many times where we're trying to connect the shows. One second.
I'll give you a hint. One of the stars was in Twister, and the other one played in an Alien 2.
I can't think of them because they guest starred on Friends, too, where they thought that Phoebe was her.
Mad About You.
Mad About You, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm not a big so. Yeah.
All right, now here's the bonus question. What was Chandler's job title?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What did you say?
What was Chandler's job title?
He was a data analyst input person. I can't think of the title.
Yeah, I'll accept that. All right. And here's a question that has nothing to do with Friends. Here's a question that has nothing to do with Friends, but I just want to see if you know your characters here. What 80s TV show did Matthew Perry die on in a car wreck? He was a drunk driver. I'll give you it stars Michael J. Fox.
Was it Sin City?
Nope.
No, it wasn't.
This is an
80s
show. Sin City was 90s. Michael J. Fox was a youngster in it.
Michael J. Fox was a youngster in it, he said. I'm not sure.
Okay. The dad, I'll give you another hint. The dad plays in Tremors.
Michael Gross or?
Family Ties.
family ties. Obviously, I wouldn't know. Yeah. Anyway,
Matthew Perry played played one of the sisters' boyfriends on there for maybe a few episodes, and ended up dying in a car wreck because he was a drunk driver.
So that's my
Matthew Perry facts. I wonder how many people mixed up Matthew Perry and Luke Perry, not like picture-wise, just name-wise, over time, because they both were on popular TV shows right at the same time. You know.
Brother's like, you watch your mouth. No. I mean, I never have, but that, again, like I said, I was a Friends fan, so.
All right, favorite Matthew Perry movie? And if you don't say the whole nine yards, you can't be friends.
I mean, that was a good one. It was. I like most of everything he's been in. It's hard to pick a favorite one. Gene again, because he got to use his humor a lot, you know. Efron were really funny together. And also he was in that movie where he married that girl. They traveled a lot. Yeah, cool. Anyway, so, I mean, and then you got your favorite one, so I guess that's the only answer you'll accept.
Let's see. No, I like The Whole Nine Yards and then Almost Heroes, which is
Almost
him
Heroes,
and Chris Farley.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I've actually seen that one, and I need to. I've seen The Whole Nine Yards.
It's a good movie. It's one of those movies like when you see him play it and then you see him on Friends, you're like, huh. Because it was like, I think it came out right around when Friends really started getting popular, like the first season or so.
Okay, well, yeah, and it's like he said a lot, you know, he had a lot of hits and misses before, you know, and it just made him drive more.
Well,
this movie here, it's more
like he's the David Spade to the Chris Farley in it. Like, it's not like Tommy Boy, but it's like he's like the David Spade character to, you know, Chris Farley.
Gotcha.
Like, he plays his straight man in the movie. And honestly, I think they're a better pairing than Chris and David, so. Yeah,
ooh.
I said it, motherfucker.
Ryan's having a hard time with you now. But anyway.
No, you know who's moving on. Chris Farley's best pairing is Patrick Swayze and that Chippendales freaking dance.
Moving forward. You had some other questions, too.
Yes, I got three fan questions. See, favorite Friends episodes.
Oh, that one's really hard because, like I said, I love a lot of them. But the ones that I have laughed and like, literally laughed so hard that I had to go pee, and I can watch them 1,000 times and still laugh that hard, would be Ross's Leather Pants episode.
Yes, that's a good one.
Pivot. Episode Unagi and the Thanksgiving special. I love when Monica and him argue. Yeah, the football game and stuff is great. And then you got Chandler.
Where it's like he wears they're making fun of a pink shirt and he's like, it's salmon or something like that.
Yeah, there is that episode. Yeah, and the funny thing about that salmon shirt, it actually was the one that ratted him out that he was Rachel's baby daddy. Because he ended up taking that shirt off, remember? And they find the shirt. Anyways, yeah. But, yeah, that was pretty cool.
I see. Some of mine are, the one where he's trying to scare Phoebe and Rachel, like, trying to teach him, like,
that's
self-defense.
Unagi. Unagi.
Okay.
That we're, yeah, it's some
Danger!
Then he chases those girls or whatever, and they're not even them. And so they end up chasing him and beating the crap out of him. It's great.
Why do I feel like there's one where he, like, lies to Monica about something and she can see him, so he's acting like he has been or something, like, on the Like, he's, like, lied to her about going somewhere and pretending like he was supposed to have Ben or something like that. So he, like, makes, like, a fake Ben.
I mean,
let's see. The earlier episodes are good. Oh, I like the one where they spent, or where he got hit with a hockey puck and they're in the ER. That's, like, early season. That was good.
Yeah, he cut out.
I was saying I like some of the earlier season episodes, like the one where he got hit with the hockey puck.
Yeah. I mean, I love a lot. I love all of them throughout. Like, I can watch the season and the series
really like
a thousand
it, like,
times.
I honestly didn't really like the last, like, I want to say season. Like, I mean, I like how it ended. I just didn't like some of the shit that – it was just weird. Like, you could – it needed to end.
I think it was hard because it was the last season and they were trying to tie, like, a lot of loose ends off, you know? So a lot of people thought it was rushed, but I mean, they had to do that because they, you know, that was their last season. But I did enjoy it. Gosh, I love Phoebe, man. Like, I love a lot of things with Phoebe. I love them all. But anyhow.
Okay, there, that's another few other episodes I like was the one where Phoebe meets her stepbrother, her half brother,
yeah,
or whatever he would be.
Right? And the awkwardness about
Frank,
her
friend.
Yeah. Oh, Frank.
And then he thinks she's a hooker.
Yeah.
He thinks he's gonna get a massage.
Or when he couldn't tell anybody about his girlfriend, he ended up being his teacher, which was which was Kitty off of That 70s Show. I freaking loved it. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, I can go on for a long time.
All right. Let's see here. Favorite Friends secondary character. So,
okay, so
who's your favorite Friends character that's not the core cast?
So I love how Mike just came in and, like, magically molded to the group. Like, I love how he challenges Monica on a lot of things. So you got to see some of the crazy things that she would do, especially with sports. And I loved how, like, he just magically folds into with Joey. You know, they get along so well, and they're funny. Or that he challenges Phoebe's craziness, like when she wanted to change her name to Banana Hammock, you know?
Right, Venezuela. Yeah.
Banana Hammock. Anyway, and then Gunther. I loved Gunther. And, like, he had a lot of humor going on in the background, you know. And, of course, you know, Janice, you know, oh, my God. I mean, he can't
forget
Janice.
I forgot all about her. We can't have a Chandler Bing episode without mentioning her.
He's like, wow, her voice still makes
when
my
they,
balls
when,
jump
when
back up in my body.
When they try to Joey to be your friend.
Yeah, that's so funny. And she's like, Janice, hey, I'm fine. And, like, when they get back, he's like, it's great. And she left, and he's like, still had her. And he goes, yes, man. He's like, but I won't kill her. He goes, I learned today that I will not rip my arm off and beat her to death. But anyway. All right. Yeah.
Last question, and this is the biggie. All right, this is going to be the hard question. Richard or Chandler?
Chandler. Chandler, man. Okay, so listen, like, I liked Richard for the time being in the character growth of Monica. But it's far, she, you know, they outgrew that together. I loved Chandler for Monica, and I've always loved them together, even their friendship before then. So when they put them together, I was just like, that makes a lot of sense. Especially when there's an episode where they're telling Monica that she was high maintenance, you know. And he ended up explaining to her that she might be high maintenance, but he enjoyed being able to manage her because he does really well with her. And if you look back over the whole series, Chandler is the one that manages Monica the best, like even in, it was when they were friends. It just kind of worked out. I liked it. I liked him a lot more with her. And, of course, I'm always a sucker for a guy that can make me laugh. So, you know.
All right, let me bring this up. What did you think of the ending? I mean, did you think that was the way it should have ended? Like, the series in general? Joey taking off,
yeah,
getting a spinoff, you know, Rachel and Ross, or what, didn't they move off somewhere, or the Chandler and them move off somewhere?
They got back together. She didn't move. She ended up staying.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Chandler and Monica got their house with a room for Joey and their twins. Phoebe and Mike talked about having kids when they left, you know, like she wanted one, you know, so it kind of lets you to believe that that was the next stage in their relationship that they were going to take.
Right.
And also it was great because they're like, let's go get coffee. And of course Chandler says, well, where, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that was the best ending of that was all of them putting the keys down like they did. Like,
yeah,
that was,
yeah,
like, the perfect ending.
I think it was funny because, like, in the beginning episodes where they had so much trouble getting into Monica and Rachel's apartment because there was an episode where, like, Thanksgiving where she was cooking or whatever, and they ran out, locked the keys in there, and then nobody had one, and then it turned out Joey and Chandler had to go through a whole drawer of 1,000 keys that they had randomly collected. And they finally were able to open it. And then at the end, you know, it was just randomly throughout the show, like, they were locked out. They didn't have a key to just walk in. Then at the end of the show, they're like, oh, yeah. So they all had a key to the and they all had a connection of living in the apartment. So that was pretty cool.
Let's see, you're the ultimate friend person. I'm going to ask you just a couple of random questions I have. To tie up some, maybe it was tied up, maybe it wasn't. Whatever happened to Ursula's ex-husband that got with Phoebe?
They ended up breaking up too because he kept calling her and connecting her to Ursula. Are you talking about the one that like would they were all together? Like he was together with her, and then when they broke up, and then she.
Yeah, he was on that one like Halloween episode, I think.
Yeah, they ended up breaking up. They didn't get together or anything. So,
all right, who do you think would win in a fight, Phoebe or Ursula?
Phoebe, man, she lived on the street.
All right. Funniest Phoebe street story. I'm going with the one where she robbed Ross and stole his comic book.
Ross, yeah. Oh, so there were so many of them. Gosh, I loved her because she would randomly come out with one, and you're just like, really, that happened?
There was the one where she was talking about spending her, like, 16th birthday being chased around a junkyard or some shit like that.
Or where she talked about like gosh, there were so many of them. Like where she, I guess the one where Ross, well, like you said, that was my favorite one because it kind of tied a lot of things in together. Because she did mug people, you know, she had to for you know to be able to get.
Right.
Like it all circles back into her being with her grandmother, and it's like, why wasn't she with her grandmother the whole time kind of thing? It was a loophole that I always wanted an answer for, but, there wasn't one for. Because apparently her dad, when he come back for a few shows or whatever, he thought she was with – he didn't even know that their mother had died, but he thought she was with her mother and grandmother, you know. So,
whatever happened to her brother and one chick after she had the babies for him? Like, did they all go to the ever after? Did they ever come back on? Because I don't remember ever really seeing them.
Yeah, they guest starred a few times, especially when the triplets got older. They guest starred like a few times, and it was so funny because there was one episode where they came and they were probably like maybe like 7 or 8. He was exhausted. He hadn't slept in forever. And, like, she's talking to him, and, like, she turns, and he's asleep. And then so she takes the kids for a day, and she comes back or whatever, and they're talking. They're in the coffee shop, and they're all asleep on the couch. And he's like, shh, this never happened at the same time. You know, like, he was dark circles all the way down. And he was like, they're mean as shit, you know. Apparently they lived happily ever after. It was the struggles of having triplets, you know, living with triplets. And it was funny because they did not change the girl's name that they thought was going to be a boy, so they had a girl Chandler. That was anyway.
All right. Let's see. What happened to Ben?
Ben just kind of, they talk about him, but he didn't show back up on the show after, like, and then Colt, when he did come on the show when he was a little older. But he kind of phased out, just like Carol and her wife kind of phased out. Like, they talked about them and where they would be, but as far as, like, showing on the show, they just kind of phased out of that era.
Right. All right. We're going to end the show with our favorite Chandler Friends moment. I'll let you go first, and I'll say mine.
Oh, gosh. There's so many. I wish you would have went first. So
okay, I'll go first because I only have one that – okay, there's two that I really – that sticks out, I think, are funny as hell. Mm-hmm. One of them is where they steal his hat. These bullies are, like, picking on him and Ross, right? And they, like, challenge each other to a fight. And, like, they go outside, and it is, like, they're starting to go fight, and it's, like, okay, don't punch me in the face. Well, don't hit me with that. You know, like, they get it all settled. Somebody steals their stuff. They chase them down. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. They get back. They're all talking about it. They're, like, well, Chandler, I guess, fell chasing them or something or whatever. And they're, like, what happened to anybody? And he's, like, you're going
to
give me my hat back? No. And he grabs the hat, and he runs, and he falls. And I'm like, yes.
Okay, so I love the between Chandler and Joey a lot. So a lot of my favorite episodes are them being just crazy together. Duck and Chick, you know, when they had a lot of those, and they would just be sitting and talking to them like they could hear and understand everything they were saying. you know, I really loved when him and Monica got together and the fun where they were sneaking around a lot. One of my favorite episodes is when she ends up putting her head in a turkey and scaring the crap out of, you know, and he ends up telling her that he loves her. But that was when it popped out. He's like, I didn't say that. Like, he's trying to, like, he's like, words go back into my mouth, you know. Or just, you know, his clumsy moment. You know,
another good one is where he's pretending to be somebody else at his work because some guy's pissed off at him.
Yes. Or when he pretends because he didn't want to correct his boss. You know, he didn't want to correct his boss the same. Or the episode where he takes Monica to be his boss. Yes. And, like, Monica won't let... on the episode where he's trying to impress them, Monica won't let his boss and wife win tennis. You know, do you remember that episode?
Not often.
Or
I remember that one.
Flashbacks between when Ross brings home Chandler for, like, Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my God. Monica chopped off his toe, right?
Yes. Okay, that's one of them, yes. So so, you got that episode. And then, but their hair in those episodes and, like, their outfits and things.
The hair and the suit and everything, yeah, it's so, like, supposed to be this 80s hardcore. But, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so many great Friends episodes. It is a shame that Matthew Perry passed away. Yeah, I mean, it's just. It's crazy because, like, you don't, like I said, you never heard really anything bad about the cast of Friends. Like, you weren't expecting it, you know? Like, you hear from some people, like, Gary Coleman got arrested again. You're like, okay, there's not going to be long before he's gone or something, you know? But it's like,
you don't hear
Joey from Friends is in jail.
But,
he stole a penguin teddy bear. And
they did have, I think it was because we got to love them as their character, but we also got to love them as people because they were active during that time in charitable. They were always doing something, you know, so we got to know them as people, not just the character they played.
Right.
And that was very important.
Well, I heard PBS is going to do a Friends marathon for them. It's going to air somewhere between the episodes of Friends and the other episodes of Friends that already aired.
Yep. As always. But anyway.
I've been saving that joke all night.
We did have a fan question that had came in about the Friends situation. Do you remember the boyfriend Phoebe had that was the therapist who was like they were a dysfunctional group or whatever and everybody hated him? Do you remember that?
Kinda, maybe.
Okay, so somebody was asking, do you agree with the therapist or do you agree with them that, you know, they were a good group together? And so his argument was they were dysfunctional and they relied on each other and things like that where they weren't 100% independent. However, that is absolutely natural and a good support system because if you have some, you know, you're not married, you know, and you have to make decisions and it's always good to be able to bounce off other people that you trust, you know, making decisions and living life, you know, it's great to be independent. Like they showed us in the show that they can be independent individuals, but at the same time, they were dependent in other areas and it's okay. You know, it showed that it was okay. So, I mean, I don't think it was a bad thing at all. I don't think it was, I don't think a lot of us are as lucky to have as many in that support group as they did on the show for realistic, you know, like, you know, for us, you know, usually you have two or three people that are that close. But if you do have six, you know, that's fantastic, you know. So anyway, that's best I can answer with that. Are you
there? You go, guys. Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're good.
I do sort of remember the episode, and I agree. You have to have a good support system in your life with your friends and everything like that. And it seemed like, you know, I know it's written for TV, but it seemed like that group did. And,
I'm not going to lie.
It made you want to have that group of friends.
Growing up with them because you're only 2 years older than me, so growing up with it, watching them as we grew up, it inspired me to make sure that I have friends that I trusted in case I came across any of the situations that they ever did, that I had somebody I can rely on. Does that make sense? Like, so it was a positive thing in my life. I mean, a little oblivious or delusional thinking that it was going to be exactly the same. No, I knew better than that, but it was a good role model-like situation where I wanted friends that supported me and not put me down every 5 seconds. So.
Right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and pimp out the other shows for this week. Tune in Wednesday, guys, maybe for the Stash, if, you know, I can ever get a hold of Logan. Thursday for Too Much Nerd Talk. Not quite sure what the episode's going to be about that. Or be about. Damn, Dakota can't talk anymore, guys. And,
you know, we probably could do something else Halloween related because it's the Day of the Dead when we have Too Much Nerd Talk. It'll be on November the 2nd.
Okay, I guess we could do something like that. I'm kind of getting tired of Halloween, guys.
Oh, we'll be.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out, guys. We'll hit up the group chat and a few about it. With all that being said, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting. Yes.
I figure this is the best way to end the show.
A new day, your week, your month, or even your year. I'll be there for you.
And rest in peace, Matthew Perry. Thank you for entertaining me for all the years of my childhood. And all that other good stuff people say.
Yeah. Until next time, everybody. If you need us, we'll be there for you as well on any of our pages. See you next Monday.
Yeah, what she said. And everybody have a safe Halloween tomorrow. If you take your kids trick-or-treating, make sure to be safe. Take a flashlight, some kind of light, some kind of bright colors with you. And all that other good stuff. Yeah. Everybody just have a great night.